Tell you what else we have. We've got our friend Brett Tanner here from Tanner Financial. The fine folks who brought us the Chambers plan just back. Where were you? Were you in Scottsdale?
Scottsdale, yep.
Hold on, let me turn that on. Scottsdale?
Yes.
This is unfair if you don't know. How far is Scottsdale from Phoenix?
Well, it's a suburb. So, you know, we went down to see Trevor Noah one night, and it was half an hour.
He was playing in concert, or you're just friends with him?
Yeah, well, you know, we're just buddies.
That's right, just buddies.
We went down to Talking Stick Arena, which is like downtown Phoenix, and it was 30 minutes.
And how many, this is Trevor Noah, the host of The Daily Show.
Yeah.
And how many people, so he sold out an arena?
They had an arena, they didn't sell out the top strand, so so it was like lower bowl, maybe 10,000-12,000 people.
Is that the rink where the Phoenix Suns play?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now, the Leafers were there, well, you were there too, weren't they not?
Yeah, we didn't go to the Leaf game, but we did go to the Kings game, so we went on the Monday to the Kings game, and you know, that was good. That's at the other arena in, I guess it's Glendale.
Yeah, I've been there a couple of times. Yeah. The Gala River or whatever arena. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you too. I don't mind. I did not know until this conversation that Scottsdale was a suburb of Phoenix. Uh-huh. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Yes, I've stayed in Scottsdale. In fact, I've climbed Camelback Mountain.
There you go.
Interesting, because I've climbed Camel anyway Mountain. So. But I've been to Phoenix. It was years ago, because I was telling Brett that my buddy who has a golf school in Phoenix, the Tour Striker Golf School at Ravenwood Golf Course, he sent. I saw some pictures from last week. It was hailing. In fact, one day they couldn't play at all because it looked like it was snow covered.
It was unbelievable. We were there. You know, it never rains in Phoenix. Wrong. You know, it rained for two straight days and just absolutely poured. And I don't think I've ever seen anything like it down there. But and you know, you get the sound like the Amber Alert that we get here. It's coming up there. It's for flash floods.
Oh yeah.
So you're driving around and this thing's going off.
Oh, your phone's being alerted. Yeah. Your flash floods in the area.
Yep.
Now you were saying too, they got like a third of their yearly.
Yeah, there was where we were. There was over 2 inches of rain. They get seven a year. So
amazing.
So would it be the rainy season there now?
I would guess, you know, it's fall, and somebody said they get two rainy seasons there, and this is one of them, but, yeah, it was,
Yeah, it's weird to go to Arizona and get rained out, like, completely, like, around a golf, because you think you just, you know, like Florida, sometimes you wait an hour, and it changes completely.
Yeah, and the first 4 days were 85 degrees, and then all of a sudden, you know, pours rain, and then it's 65.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah.
Well, I've learned something. I didn't know Scottsdale was a suburb of Phoenix.
That's good.
No idea. All right. Well, let's talk about something that I have some familiarity with, but Brent's going to explain a little bit. We thought we would kind of go back to the beginning, how this all began, the Chambers plan and what we've learned about it and why it's so key for smaller businesses. You know, I think I even hinted at this the other day that when you're a small business, one of the worries is, can I afford the premiums each year? But the Chamber plan, because it's geared for small business, takes care of that.
Yeah, the plan's built for companies with 1 to 100 employees. It doesn't go outside that niche, and it continues to add benefits that those kind of firms are going to need to be able to run their business on a day-to-day basis. It's priced well. It's a nonprofit, so it's got less overhead. And, you know, oftentimes a lot of people, you know, maybe looked at us 10, 20 years ago, the plan's evolved, and they should take a look again. There's a lot of things sort of, it's more competitively priced than it ever was. Again, because the pool's so large now, it's Canada's largest pooled plan.
Maybe you could explain that, because I remember when you first did to me, I didn't understand what pooling was.
Sure. And what's really unique about the Chamber plan is they have a pooling system for both health and dental. A lot of carriers have a pooled rate for disability and life, but if you use your health and dental, you're rated based on your own usage. With the Chamber plan, you're pooled with 34,000 other firms, and that sort of gives you budget predictability.
You've heard that we've put the plan to a severe test over the past month or so.
Maybe you don't know about that.
We sent Phil to the dentist.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, and what you have to understand is Phil hasn't been to the dentist in a long time.
Right. And, you know, he's come through with flying colors. He'll be fine. And it didn't bankrupt The chamber plan.
Yeah, there was a blip in Ontario. Now I know what it was.
That's right. No, it's been great. I mean, that was a great example. That kid hadn't been to the dentist for a long time, and then we have the benefits, and then we talked him into it, and it's been great.
We had to get the Chilean miners back together to go into Phil's gaping gag hole. But yeah, that whole idea of pooling is a lot, because a lot of firms, sometimes you get to a point where you're not, you know, you think, well, if we keep going to use these benefits, will we be able to afford the premiums? But as you've said, it's stability that is one of the, you know, the benefits of these benefits.
Yeah, I mean, the other part is if you've got a growing company or you're trying to attract and retain staff, and all of a sudden you hire somebody, you have no idea that maybe they've got a spouse that's diabetic, and all of a sudden you've got $10,000 in diabetic claims, and, you know, your rates would jump up. And if you're a seven-person company, that's going to be a significant amount of, might double your premium. With a chamber plan and the pooling system, that's not going to be the case. So it's something that's built to sort of help small business and medium-sized companies to be able to renew their plan on a regular basis.
And it could also be significant for holding on to employees. I mean, you know, benefits are a big deal nowadays. And if somebody has got that security, that could make them think twice about leaving a company or looking around.
Yeah, it's continues to add things. Mm-hmm. When we put in the Teladoc thing recently, which
I wanted to ask you about that.
Time,
yeah.
We've had a bunch of firms jump in and use it since they put it in, and it's fantastic. So you got an employee, and they've got a situation going on. Maybe a kid's got the flu or something, and you know they might miss half a day to go to a walk-in with. Mm-hmm. And now they can make a call from home, get the thing sorted out, get an antibiotic or whatever, you know, is needed. Phone into their local pharmacy, and they're not missing any time at work.
So, yeah, if you think about it, folks, we're talking about your opportunity to call a doctor just by having the Chambers plan. You have access. Teladoc is what it's called. But I mean, I think about that as you wouldn't imagine a plan like this that's this affordable would have these kind of add-ons, and it just keeps going. You know, that's been an add-on since we've been. Not only people know this, but not only is the Chamber plan a sponsor of our show, but we've been using it since before we knew Brett, and it's been great.
Yeah, one of the kind of cool things about the plan is it was built by local chambers and boards of trade to support local business. So it's got a little bit of a different mentality in terms of what it's trying to do. So a lot of these things that they've added are added at no charge to the firms as part of sort of the deal. So, you know, HR resources for the business owner is huge. You know, if you got a seven-person company, you don't have an HR manager.
No. So, not as we certainly don't.
Well, now we do. Chamber plan.
Yeah. Well, we have a five-person company, and HR is just a good thing we don't have HR.
Well, you're just trying to, you know, you've got a small business, you're trying to keep your head above water, and you know, you got an employee going on maternity. You don't even know what are the rules there. What do I have to do? Do I still offer them benefits? And, you know, we offer all those resources at no charge.
You know, if you're with somebody else, that's fine. What Brett would like you to think about today, at least have a second opinion. Have a second look if you've been hearing us talk about the chamber plan. And by the way, we've been sending you, there have been several Humble and Fred people that have turned over their insurance needs to the chamber plan and very, very happy and satisfied. And all we're saying today is, you know, if you've been curious about it, maybe now is the time to have an advisor just check out what you guys are paying, right?
Yeah, exactly. We'd love to be your second provider. So, we've got a network of advisors assigned by postal code. We can have a local advisor come out and see you, just do a quick review of your plan. Look, if we can't save you any money today, the odds of you having a renewal that eventually blows up are probably pretty good. Mm-hmm. Nobody has consistent claims on their health and dental forever. And we'd like to be there for when that happens, and we'll be able to take it over and put you into a stable renewal situation.
Well, it's worked well for us. I mean, on all levels, even the travel component's fantastic. I mean, as far as the coverage you get and the length of time you can be away, it's been great.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because I mean, mm-hmm. I think last time I went away, you told me that that we don't have to worry about it anymore.
Well,
we're covered by the plan.
Well, traditionally, like at Chorus and stuff like that, you were good for 15 days.
Right.
Or on your credit card, 15 days. And then before I went to the UK for 3 weeks, I phoned just to check to see what the coverage was, and was delighted to find out that I was covered the entire 3 weeks and beyond.
Yeah, up to age 65, people are covered for up to 180 days under the chamber plan.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
And there's no pre-X, and which means if you had an existing condition, you know, they're not going to avoid paying your claim because you, you previously had high blood pressure or something. And it's unlimited. So, you know, you're in the States and you have a heart attack and it's, you know, $250,000 and they got to fly you back and whatever. The plan's going to pick it up and cover it. So it's amongst the, you know, it's a Cadillac of sort of travel coverages, and it's designed to help also, again, same situation. Small businesses, sometimes they're starting to expand. They've, you know, they've got to send an employee to the States for a month. You know, they don't have to worry about picking up additional costs.
No, it's great.
Well, and that's how we'll finish this by saying, if you won't have to worry about additional costs, if, you know, one of the things about insurance is, you know, a lot of companies are based on, it's a good thing to have, but if you start using it too much, it's going to cost you more. And what we've learned again today, and that's one of the geniuses of this, is this, it's the pooling and the stability and the idea that if you're a smaller business like ours, or, you know, small, and as you said, this was built for small businesses between 100 and 1 employees. And it really gives you predictability. It gives you great coverage and great travel coverage as well. So have how do people get a hold of the Chambers Plan? What's the best way?
Chamberplan.ca.
There you go. Chamberplan.ca.
Get a free quote right there.